All right, a good talk. Okay, we tried to lay down some of the yesodis last week in the sugya of Yerid. Just a quick synopsis: what the lumdus of Yerid is. If Yerid le'toyik sadech havera and it's a sadech asuya lita, the halacha is that you give him kama adam roitzel lita mesada zula noita. You give him what it's typical, what the kablonim of the city normally get to do such a job, and we explained that really amongst the achronim, perhaps rishonim, that there are three different timim given what the chiv that would be. Either like the Rebbech Beh, the Rebbech Shmuel says it's because it's like a din chayv. He has your mamayni gabach. He planted trees in your rishus, so his money is in your rishus, so he has a right to that money. Or it's midin mekoch memkar. Similar, he has the item and he planted it in your rishus. So when he lets it go, means he gives it to you and you acquire it from him. You take it from me. You don't tell him to get rid of it. So it's midin mekoch memkar. And then we said the final pshat was that it's like a schiris. It's a non sahadi. It's a non sahadi that he would have wanted you to do it. It's necha. It's as if you hired him mitchila. It's a sada suya lita. It's supposed to be planted, and you planted it. So clearly, he wanted it to be planted. Menastam, we assume he wanted to be planted. So as if he told you metchila to plant it, so you get the rate of whatever schiris is.
What about
inasuya lita? Inasuya lita is the next, but the val that's by sada suya lita. Those are the right. These furs do not apply by inasuya lita pashas. We're going to get to it, but by sada suya lita, that's what the three basic furs are. We were machalek between that and nana. That nana is where the person wasn't yoyred; he didn't do it pagavana. This is yoyred. It means he's mehana you. He's trying to benefit you. He's trying to improve your property. That's mehana. Nana is a different sugya, and we're talking about the sugya of mehana. We mentioned Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds that which you get kishasalei here, which the Sma brings down like Rashi kishasalei here, you get the going rate. And we discussed that really you're not a shasel because you're not staying on. It's really you're like a kablin, which is Tyson Baba Basa, Taiches Abrasha like that as well. But Rav Moshe says you're going to get the pachas shebeshasla here. Whatever the going rate of the shasla here are, you're going to get the pachas. You get the lower end of what the shasla here charge. Rashi doesn't explain, but Kiyudu, his far is that like every time you have schiris poilim, if you hire a poil and you don't make up a price, the halacha is he gets kepachis shebe poilim. You take the lower end of the market for his quality work. So since too this is midin poilim, so you're going to get the pachis of shas le'yir. Now that's very geschmack, like our last pshat. If the lumd is here, it's a non zadi denechle, it's as if he hired him, so he hired him, and he didn't make up a price. So you want to know what he gets, he's going to get kishasliyeh. What type of shasliyeh? Kibachisha bishasliyeh, because it's a schiris poilim dekadin. But if you learn like the Rabbach Beh, if you learn like the other pshat, Nekokomemka, these pshatim, which is rishonim, it's not. The Achrenim are just bringing out from Yishayin, and Rambam is Mavu, it's like a Mekakamemka Dikadin, it's the Muk Yosef, there's a Ksois, there's a lot of raid on it. But if you learn like that, it's a Mekakamemka deal, it's not a Pilum deal. You sold me these planted trees, you sold me an improved trees in my property. So now you want to know why I should pay you? Pashas, I should pay you what the going rate is for these trees. If there's a range, there's $10, $11, $12, so I'll go in Hukushuma. There's a halach in Hukushuma Kiv Gimel that tells me that I go bust to the Roiv. So I'll take the Roiv price, whatever it is, and Roiv doesn't mean, means Roiv means, let's say one holds $10, one holds $11, one holds $13. Roiv is 11. Rashbam holds because 2 out of 3 are saying it's not worth more than 11. 2 out of 3 is saying it's not worth less than 11. So it's like Hilu, you have a Rav, it's Kavu at 11. Well, what's a Chil? But my say is we have Hilchus Shuma had a shots up what a thing is valued at. So if it's a Mekak or Memka de Gedin or a Chayv de Gedin, the Chayv should pay the normal rate, the Rav rate, the Shuma de rate of what the Shasim deserve. If you hold that to Schiris de Gedin, yeah, then you'll have to pay a Kapakash of Bishasim. That's an, we mentioned other Nafkaminas where maybe tonight we'll see Vaita Nafkaminas between these Pratim. But that was the side. I want to start over again. Let's do the Machaba. Maybe we'll do a Siv Beis as well, just to get familiar with the concepts that's going on, and then we'll try to take it on a deeper level. Let's start again. Sif Aleph. Hayer l'teik sadach chaver shaloi b'shus. If someone goes into a sadach chaver shaloi b'shus, v'nata, and he plants it. in Shinai in Hey Sefalaf, right? Im Hoy Sada Siyalita, Oim Din Kam Odim Reitel Litim Besada Zula Naita Venaita Mebala Sada. Vim Eina Siyalita, if it's not a Siyalita, then Shaman Loi Vyoda La Tachtoina. What does Sada Siyalita mean? How do you define the Dechilik between a Siyalita and not a Siyalita? How do we know what's a Siyalita or not? So a suyalita, Rashi says, a suyalita means that it's yafa le'ilan yaisim mizrayim. This field is aimed for trees more than it's aimed for zrayim. So it's a suyalita. You have two choices to use a field. You can either plant seeds, grow crops, or trees. That's a standard two options. If the sada is more aimed for trees, then it's a suyalita trees. That makes it a sada a suyalita. It has to be more for trees than for Zeroyim.
Doesn't the Baal Bais versus Rutzel play any role?
So the Baal Bais is, we're going to see how Vai, but Baal Bais could object, we're going to see maybe in Sif Beis that he could object to it. But if you want to know before he objects, let's say he doesn't object, he's masking. What is it? Is it a Sada a Suyolita, a Sada Shena Suyolita? If it's aimed for trees more than Zeroyim, that's a Suyolita. That's Rashi. Vais Tois, just posh it. That let's say it's Shava B'Shava, 50% plant trees, 50% plant zrayim, that's already ain't a suyolita. Because it's not a suyolita more than a suyif for zrayim. So it's a suyolita means it has to be oimid lakak that it's a suyolita. If it can go either way, then that's not going to be a suyolita. If you look in the Sma'an Sivkot and Gimel, when the Ramah continues, the Ramah says, Tam kerem osilita zakta sma. Why? Pish lafuki sada is not a siyalita. Why? Sha'imi gamkin lizraya. It can go either way. And achat is also, I'm a live noise, you have other options with it. As long as you have another decent option, a real option, the shava b'shava, that's already aina a siyalita. There could be a mashmois amiri, not like that, that even maybe it's shava b'shava, it's also considered a siyalita. You have to know. But L'chaya, in the halacha, it has to be oimid l'kak, it has to be more for trees than not. That's l'chaya. Now you want to know, does the Baal HaBayis play a role at all? So the Meiri is machadish, that even if the field kishatz musa is oimid for trees more than zrayim, but let's say this Baal HaBayis, this Baal HaBayis has 10 fields, and already has 9 orchards, he already has 9 fields planted with trees. So even though if you're just in a vacuum, this field in and of itself maybe is more ripe for trees than not, but any Baal HaBayis who has 10 fields and 9 already planted for trees, that 10th field he needs more for Zerayim, because where is he going to get his Zerayim from? So he needs that field for Zerayim. So even though it's not a subjective preference of the Baal HaBayis, we don the matzah, but objectively, such a Baal HaBayis, b'chayai gavna, such a field is not considered a suyalita, even though the field batzmusa maybe should have been a suyalita, but for such a Baal HaBayis, it's not considered a suyalita. For such a Baal HaBayis, it's considered a suyal Israel.
Then you have to have this
mirror
in mind. If
you're
saying it's an
ansahadi,
it's not an
ansahadi. Yeah, it's not nechale, right. But the only thing is that that's what an ansahadi is after it's planted and he doesn't object. So we have an ansahadi. Why didn't he object? Means we take everything into account. What I was talking about is before we get to his objection or not. We want to know, is the sada a siyalita or not? So if it's b'chai gavno, it's not considered a siyalita.
But if the yared should take it into account.
Right, exactly. The yared, when he was yared, should know. And if it's such a Baal HaBayis, let him be yared somewhere else. Not for such a Baal HaBayis. For such a Baal HaBayis, he plant trees. He's not doing a matoiv. It's ain't a siyalita. He's not really doing he's not helping him out. All right. Yeah, in a kanami. If you'll have a sada asuya lizraim and a guy, exactly. Yeah, this terminator sada asuyalita is just a marshal. It's a bita in this case. You could have a chatz which is asuya live nice and he builds a house, so you have to pay him what the normal builders get for a house because it's a sada or it's a chatz asuya live nice, which you can see later on in the image. Anytime you do a toiva for somebody, you improve somebody's item or property, or maybe stam toivas you do. You read a meshidach. It's Sada Suyalita, his girl is Aimid to get married, and they go through and they get married. That will be a Pasha of Yairit.
I have to ask the question, let's say the Baal HaBayis can't afford the pan. That's why he didn't do it.
So then it's a Suyalita, be Atzmusa. Just the Baal HaBayis later on could object because he can't afford to pay.
Right.
So you can let him object. But you want to know what such a mat, that's such a mat of its oimit to plant trees. So it's really a toivah for the Baal HaBayis to plant the tree, b'chai gavna.
I think what you're trying to say, maybe that this person knew, everyone knows that this person can't afford it.
So then, very good. So, that, so he's doing, he's a bad guy, because he knew why he was yored here, go yored somewhere else. The guy's going to tell him, Karol Anche, like we're going to see in Ziv Beis, and he's going to end up with nothing. So it's not a good idea. And it can be. Who said you do? There is a nafkamina we discussed last week. There's a nafkamina in the pshatim. Is if you'll have hatsayis yisera al hashvach, right? We are talking about that you're going to get like a shasli ear, which is considered shvach yas al hatsah. What happens if somehow the expenses cost more than the going rate? Well, let's say the trees went sour, and so now you have no shvach. You get the hitzayis that you did to plant the trees. So Nesivis over here says you do, the Goyin says you don't. It's a major machlekes Rishonim, which we'll hopefully see later on in the Siman. But such a case, Bishlam, if you learn like Choyiv and Mekach HaMev, you go like that type of lomdas, it's impossible to get a hitzayis yisera al shvach. Your whole din is only on the shvach. Mekach HaMev on the shvach, the Mamayni Gavach on the shvach. But if you learn it, Kilu, you hired me, so you hired me. So, okay, I tried my best. If I planted trees and it's not my fault that tonight there was a frost, then you have to pay me for my. It's Kilu, you hired me, so you have to pay for my schiris because it's as if you hired me. Well, that's the lamed. As long as we say it's a Kilu that you hired me for your mechuyev to give it. All right. Let's do a little more Ramah. Let's flesh this out. We're going to Sif Beis. We're going to come back. So the Ramah continues. If someone does a taiva for his friend, shaloi bishos, without permission, ayin le'el simin rei samach dalid. So over there, the Ramah paskins that if you do a taiva, king call adam shaisim chaveru pu'ula ay taiva, lo yucha loimo, the guy can say, he didn't tell me they're going to charge me. Bechina masisa imada, you did it for me, for free hovelot, if you seek, I never asked you to do it, so you did it, must be you're doing a bechina. No, there's no such svara, elatzach litin laskar, you have to give him schar. Just like you find by Ul Yoyed, and all these cases, the makif and nikif, you find many cases in Shas, that you can't have such a taina, a bechina. If I say, okay, come over and eat by me, you have to eat by me, I could charge you for the eating by me. Because, so what, I was doing you a taiva, but and you didn't ask me, but Lamai says, I was mahani you, so you have to pay me. And unless we have a minig otherwise. But in absence of a minig, the fact I just told the echayli me, eat by me, fine. So then I could charge you for the service, the restaurant service that I provided, the food that I gave you, I could charge you for it. There's no such taina that you didn't tell me before and you're going to charge me, so I thought you're doing a bechina. But the Ramah doesn't tell you over there what type of taiva pulu you were doing. The guy in Lamasha, it's a shaila how to learn it up. But is it dafku if he was mashbiach or he did stamotai, if he read me a shidduch? So my daughter became a kala. Now it's very nice, but my daughter is not more valuable because she's a kala. There's no shvach. I can't sell my daughter for more money because she's a kala. Right? So those real shvach be'en. But he certainly did me a gevaldik toiva. If the lamdis is out shvach, out mekach umemka, mameini gabach, you need shvach. Taisis and Ksubis to Rosh, there's many, many Rishonim or Mordechai hold that you need Shvach. And in absence of Shvach, you're not going to get anything. You're not a Din Yoyrit. If you learn like this word, it's a Nechele, that's a Nansade, that it's if you hired me, so then you don't need Shvach. Then if you know that I did you a Toiva, I did you a Pa'ula that you wanted, and a Nansade, it's as if you hired me. So then you're going to have to pay me. So over there, you lemais, you don't have such a Shtak or Raya either way. Stimus Ramaz Mashmi, even without Shvach. On the pula, it's a non tzade. I certainly wanted you to do what you did. So therefore, it's as if I hired you. It's as if I hired you. That's the lomdus. But the next ramah, if I go and I teach his son, I see his son's sitting there alone, twiddling his thumbs. So I decide, you know what? I'll bring him in. I'll learn with him as well. I learned with your son tonight. So now that I learned with your son, you didn't ask me to, but of course, my kavana was, of course, to charge you. So I was yoyrid, so to speak, to learn with your son to charge you. Over there, the Ramah brings down two shitas if I could charge you for that schar or not. Maybe schar b'tayl. Okay, that's also. So. So it really has other complications over there. There's a Raya in Gemara Nadam, perhaps not. They try to get out of the Raya. But at least, the very least, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. And L'chayr, the Shamishpat over there in Shin Lamedei, says it's predicated on this Svara. If you need Shvach, there was no Shvach. My son is not worth more. I mean, Baruch Shem, he's more Choshim, more Kedushim, more that. But if I want to sell him, he's not going to be worth more because he learned with you tonight. So it's not going to... There's no shvach be'en that you could have a tain on. But if it's as if command the sachreyot and nansadi denichalei, and as if you hide me, so then you hide me, even without shvach. And there are kama v'kama rais. There's a shach. The shach says, if I feed your animal, the shach says, I can get you out zayrid. There's a goyin in three places, the goyin said, Kofpehei, there's a few goyins, the goyin says, if I read you a shidduch, Chshatchonis is al-zadin yoyed. He quotes the Chufus Maram, it's al-zadin yoyed. That there was no shvach. Alamai, you see from these achronim, there's many achronim that you don't need shvach. Maybe we'll go into more bariches, but l'choyer, what you see in this Ramah, at the very least, at least some rishonim, some shittas hold, that you don't need shvach for the b'din yoyed. And once that's the case, Rabbi is saying, now the sugi of yoyed is wide open. Because basically any toiva and any pula a guy does for you, now you have to dan. Was it oimit for that pula? Was it not oimit for that pula? If it was, it's a sadosi alita, noitil the full shvach. If not, then not, and you get to the choice. It's a wide open sugi right now.
So for example, by a maid, if you see his door falling down, you put it up to the guy with a mitzvah.
Okay, granted that some showing him hold that by a Veda you would be able to charge, and they also say the reason why you could charge is because it's as if it would be a yoyer. So I'm just saying, the sugi now is wide open, basically, and pashas, that's how we paskin. Most achrin are paskin like that, that it's you don't need shvach. As long as you're doing a person a toiv, it's nechele, he could charge you. It's only lafuke ichvez, you pay off his choiv, that's a perechiv eshochaveri that you can't charge, because that's like a minyas ahezik. Some say other Rishonim have other svaras because maybe he wouldn't have paid anyway. The guy would have been Meichelim. But in the Mal, any toiva a guy does, he has a sugi of Yerid.
How do you shout up a Siyulita?
If it's Oymit, if it's...
Somebody learning with the kid, Shidduch, he could say it's a Siyulita, but learning with the kid...
Kid sitting there, Nebuch, he went to the Beis Medrash.
No, he's a Siyulita.
He needs to learn. I'm saying, he came to learn. You sent him to learn. He's twiddling his thumbs.
But his father would never have hired anybody to learn with
him. Okay, so that we have to... His father or stamfathers. Again, if stamfathers would hire, then it's a suyalita. Now he doesn't want, so we'll discuss. Maybe he can make a machanit. We'll discuss in this base. If you want to know stamfathers, maybe stamfathers will want. If his kid's being mevatel, not doing anything, just there for the prize at the end, he's not doing anything. So maybe, fuck it, I want my kid to learn. So maybe I would. Okay, if you don't like the much, I'll give a different much. But the idea is, now it's any toiv and any pula. Okay, let's move on to Siv Beis. Okay, now you planted your tree, and I see the tree, and I really can't afford this tree. Well, I don't want this tree. You're right, normal people have trees, but I'm not a normal guy. I don't want trees. I want drawing. I want something else. I want to play baseball. I want something else here. What should we do? Omle balasada akar ilon chavaleich. If the balasada tells to the yoyed, take your tree and go. Kol tov, I don't want you. Shaymin loy, yes, he has the right to do so. He has a right to tell you to go. Pick it up and go. Right, we're going to get to it. Pick it up and go. He has a right to say, Shimon, why not? You can't force me to pay you for Hanami. You're very nice, you're my Hanami, but I don't view it as a no. You can't force your Hanami on me. It doesn't work. So I can tell you to go. Zok the Sman, Tzivkot and Dalit, Shimon Loi, Harosh Veramas Firalei, Da'afila Asuya Lita. It doesn't make a difference. It's irrelevant. If I tell you, I could force you to take it away. And as I pass in the Beis Yosef, and as I pass in the Levush, it's really the stimus of Mechab is like that. And Mechab doesn't distinguish between the two. Sif Aluch talks about both cases, comes along Sif Beis and says, I can say a kar lancha v'leik. I say it's going on even a sada suyalita. The going, however, in Sif Cotton, Beis, and later on Sivkot Yedzayin, brings out it's really Machlokes Rishonim, and that the Ramban and Rashbod and Mukhi Yosef all hold that you only could say Akar Lanch Valeich when it's Eina Asuya Lita. But if it's Asuya Lita, it's over. You can't do that anymore. Once it's Asuya Lita, then you're stuck with it. What's the Svara? Vadai Nechale. We know They take this Vadia Nikla even further. We know for sure, if it's a Suya Lita, we know for sure you wanted it. And now you're stamping to Enum of Akish, you're stamping chepering the guy, you're telling him to take his trees, but Betzim, you really wanted it. And Mamel, it's too late. Why it's too late? It's either because it's too late because you already koina the trees, Chatz was koina. And it's a Vadi Nechele, so you already kind of the trees. Or if the Svar is because it's Commander Sachredam, as if I hide you out. So we know for sure you already hide the guy out. It's a Nan Sadi de Nechele. They hold that it doesn't work by a Sada Suyalita. Like I said, the Simus of Machab and the Beisais says it before, she paskins that it does work. However, we're going to learn later on in the Simin, Yet Hashem the Ramah, and Sif Zayin holds it doesn't work. By Bais and Pasha, the same thing, we're going to have to talk about it there. So that it's Yitachain. And as many Achrenim go like this, it's a machloikis, mechabe, and ramah. Mechabe holds that you could always say a karlan chavaleich. Mashenkin like ramah, you could only say it by sada shena suyalita. But by sada ha'asuyalita, it's too late. You're stuck and you got to keep it. So later ramah, if that's true, later ramah, yeah, then now there's a business called yerid. Because now I can always go into your thing. If it's a Zod of Zuyalita, I shuts you up. It's the right thing to do. I build your house, I build your tree. Now you're stuck. So a tshuva guy, a modern day tshuva guy, built someone else. I'm not sure why he did it, but he built him a swing set. And it's a sada suyalita. He goes, the whole thing is a suyalita to have a swing set in the backyard or not. But if it's a sada suyalita, I built a swing set, you're stuck with it. It's yours. You already coined it, or it's command the srechredam, as if you told me to give you the swing set. It's yours. It's finished. It's yours. Like this, that you can't buy a sada suyalita. But again, like the mechaba, you have a way out. Like the mechaba. Okay, say killing. Maybe you could. We're going to have to, when we get to Siv Zayin, we'll have to go through all the sheetahs, exactly how it is. But
it's only about a thing that you can take out. What happens if you paint another person's house?
Excellent. Okay, so let's look at the Nesivis. Let's do the Nesivis now. Zok the Nesivis, Siv Cotton Bays. Amuloi Balasada, Akar Ilan Chavaleich. If the Balasada tells the Baral Ilan, Akar Ilan Chavaleich, it works. Shamanly. Nira, Didavka, Bechai Gavna, Shayakalika, Chayolonis, Kamash, Kamasha Nosan. That they could take the trees back as the way he gave them. The Yeri planted trees. I could take the trees out the way I gave it to you. Ulakach Yakaloi Muloi, any rates about Nazuv, any rates of Lahenis Mizer. I'm missing the next page, but over there he says, you can't, it's over. You can take it. If you can't remove it, then you're stuck with it. Now, Nesivis is now a chiddush, even in the Machaba, that normally you could say, occur even by Sadas Elita, no matter what, but if you can't remove it, then you can't say it. And if you look, then the Sivis in Shinvav explains himself better than he says here. Shinvav Sefkot and Zayin, then the Sivis says, what do I mean that you have to be able to take it? You have to be able to take it and be able to plant it somewhere else. So you're getting the trees commercial. You spent $100 on the trees. Now that you got those trees, you could take those trees and plant it somewhere else. So Mamela, since you could plant those trees somewhere else, I'm not being maps at you. So therefore I could say a Karlan Kavalek. But otherwise I can't. Okay, we're going to get to it, but so if you could say, but then we go into the Shaila, like I said, if it's Sada Siyalita or not. The Zivis has nothing to do with Sada Siyalita or not. He just says, a cloud godel. You're only allowed to say Akar if you could take it. If you can't take it, then you can't say Akar. And Loita Nesivis, it doesn't make a difference between a Siyalita or not. So Nesivis is even a bigger kachet. By Sada Sheena Siyalita, I don't want the swing set here, but swing set is exactly a take. But something that you can't take, you dyed my shirt green. I don't want to wear green shirts. And I can't. It's not a suyalita. A young man doesn't wear green shirts. It's not a suyalita. But because you painted my shirt green, let's say to the Hamaynam, a green shirt's more valuable than a white shirt. So you could charge me for that. Or now with the scars, if you maybe only that size, if it's ain't a suyalita. But I can't tell you a car. I can't tell you to take out the tzevach. I can't.
You're mazik.
No, it went up in value. I'm the one who's marking on white shirt. I'm the abnormal guy, but the Hamoyin, all the guys they wear. I mean, if they're considered normal, they wear green shirts. It's more valuable to have a green shirt.
Give it to dye something dyed the wrong color. He's kind of a pineapple.
Right, correct.
It can't be better than an omen that I hire.
Okay, so it's a sada shena siyulita. Got over there also. You still give him my size. So here too, be sada shena siyulita. I'll have to give yodel taktan. I'll have to give him my size. So the Nesivis says that it has to be that he's able to take those trees and plant them somewhere else. That's what he says, a little more than what he says over here. Frek the Chazanish. Tumua. Don't know what the Nesif is. First, the Nesif is Tumua. Where does this halakha come from? You could stick me. So that's Tam Tumua. But that's what the Nesif says. The Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says Tumua. The Metzius is Tumua. A guy planted trees in your yard, in your Sada. So, Lesman de Polig, that the Shvach, that it was Nasa on the Pula that he did, this neti that he did is more valuable than the trees itself. Let's get buy each tree of $100. But now that he planted it in my field, it's worth $200. So if I tell him, Lecha Kari Lamcha, he's only going to get back his tree, which was worth $100. So I'm being mafsid him the 100 extra dollars of his tircha, time, whatever it is, to plant the tree. His pu'ula, I'm being mafsid him. And nevertheless, of course I could say Kari Lamcha Velech, right? That's a Gemara. So you say that I'm allowed to say a karlanch even on mafsid and money. I didn't ask him to do it. Who asked him to do it? Don't come crying to me. I'm mafsid. I'm not mafsid. He's mafsid himself. He shouldn't have planted the trees without my permission. He should have consulted with me. So let's run the polka mafsid him. So if I'm mafsid him, and you can still say, so what's a chilek if I'm mafsid him even more and he can't take the tzav out? Chazan says it's a tamuah. He doesn't understand what the Nesif is talking about. And that's when you can ask the Chazan Shkashi even further. You also mafsidai. And the idea is to remove the tree. Of course, money to remove these trees. Who's paying for that? He's going to have to foot the bill, right? So we'll see that the Be'er Gola brings out from Yad Ramah. When I say Karelon Kavalek, he has to remove the trees and he has to hire workers to remove the trees. It's going to cost him money. He's going to have a hefsid. Nevertheless, I could say it.
The hefsid is nothing. If the Maestro Lof is late for a coin, it's a new cashman. That's not a cashman.
So I'm saying, so then, but it's Seva also. I could say, Lecha Kar, go take it out. So my cheshbon that you're going to have a problem that you have nothing to do with Seva after you take it out of my garment, or you even can't even take it out of my garment. What should I do about it?
I can answer the other way.
The what?
He took a calculated risk. He realizes that his losses could be limited to that. He did it anyway.
He did it anyway, and I have a right to tell him to remove it. So what's the problem? Now, the Chuvis Haradva, I'll take it even further. There's a Chuvis Haradva in Chelek Vav, Beis Alofim Reish Nun Vav. The Shoyal asked him, later on in the Siman, we have a halacha by a bayis, a similar halacha. So Raman brings down that I could say, also, Lecha Kar, take a tzech of avanech. The Rif brings it down. I could tell you, go take your etzim vavonim of your house, your sheetrock, everything. Just take everything away. Just take, I know you built me a beautiful house. I don't want it. Take everything. I'd rather have my field empty, just have a piece of property empty, doing nothing. Take everything away. The Lashon Raman is, I could tell you, Toil Masha Benisa. Frekta Shoyal, why did the Rambam was Mashanda Lalashan? When the Rib brings it down from the Gainim, it's the Lashan's Tol Eitzecha Vavanecha. Why do you change it? Tol Masha Benisa, that which you built? Why do you change the Lashan? Zok the Radvaz. Ki Yedua. Hadava Yedua. Ke Eitzim Vavonim. Ke Shesoysun Oysim in Abinyin. Shavin Pachis mi Masha Shavin Kaidim Shechim Rabinyin. Forget the pool. It's Tam. When you put in the sheetrock, and now you have to rip out the sheetrock. The sheetrock is going to be worth less. The studs are going to be worth less. Everything's going to be worth less. The bricks are going to be worth less. Take off the mortar. It's going to have chips in it. It's going to be worth less. So Zok de Radvaz, that's what the Ram is teaching you. If I would just say Toletzecha Vavanecha, your etzim that you put in, so you would think that maybe we'd have to shots up how much the etzim and avonim were worth when you put it into my house, and I have to give you similar etzim avonim, we have to pay you for it, give you the shavis of it. Tomash of anything, that which you built, take. I don't care that you're going to have to sit and you're going to rip down the house and now your lights are not going to be worth anything. Tough. I didn't ask you to put it in. I'm allowed to say, Tol Masha Benisa. So it's even more, it's a starker item, it's vital that even the items themselves are going to decrease in value, and I still have a right to tell you a toil. And the Sivis is a Pella. Mises and the Sivis is arguing with the Ksois, and the Goyin, they all Mavur, a lot of Achrin Mavur, that yes, even by Tseva, you're allowed to say Tol. I didn't ask you, even if you can't remove it at all. The Chazon Ish at the end, he says, but maybe, Makilo, not mitam the Nesivis, but maybe by Tseva the Nesivis will be right for a different Cheshbon. Bishlam is something I could tell you to remove, so even if it's worth less to you, but Lamais, I told you to remove it, and you removed it. So you see, I'm legit. I really mean what I'm saying to remove it. But Tseva, that let's say Tseva cannot be removed. You can't remove that dye. Let's say they didn't have chlorine then. What is it called?
Bleach,
that's it, bleach. They didn't have bleach then, right? So you can't remove the teva. So to Chazon Ish, if you can't remove the teva, and the guy says, Tol, it's a joke. Really, he wants it. He wants it, wear a green shirt. He really wants it. And of course, he knows this halakha. If he doesn't say Tol, he's going to have to pay him for the value. So what he'll do is he'll go into Bez and make a register, a complaint, Tol. He knows it's where he's not going to be able to remove anyway. And like this, he has the cake and eat it. He has the green shirt, and he doesn't have to pay for it. That's the condemnation, the chuk of a tlula. So maybe that you can't keep in too, because you physically can't remove it at all.
You should still have a tiny of Yedei El Zayna, just like an Xer, I can go ahead and tell him to remove it, and my hand is Yedei El Zayna.
Right. No, so we're assuming that it's a joke. So that's what the Chazan says here in Bava Kama. In Bava Basra, in
so
I think...
it's a joke all you want, it still doesn't put the yada at the time. It's a difference.
No, so if it's a joke, so you're really not saying anything.
It doesn't make a difference. My hand is yada al yada, period.
No, we know that... Okay, so the Chazan in Bava Basra says... So the Chazanish, right, that's what he says here. But the Chazanish in Baba Basra and Simon Beis have gotten involved. Taka says you have to, it's up to the Lefi Reins, Einei Hadayonim, to discern is a guy playing a shtickle here, or is he, Taka really doesn't want a green shirt. If he doesn't want it, then he has a right to say Tol, even if you can't say Tol. It means even if it's not Shaykh to remove, you could still say Tol. Machain Kane, if, on the other hand, Machain Kane, if it's such an item that you know that he really wants, and he's playing a shtickle, then you give me machayiv him, even though he says to...
What if someone paints someone's house? You can remove the paint, but you can't make it back into the paint.
Right, so if you can remove the paint, then you have all the achronim, not like the nesivis. Right, if you could physically somehow remove the paint, then and you're not getting back the item, they all argue with the nesivis, and avada have a right to say to, even b'chay gavna. Because you see, I'm legit. I'm taka removing the paint. But if I can't remove it at all, it's like the chanish, you have to rechem with the guy. Maybe he's taka playing a game with you. He says a loshin. You can't remove it. You can't remove it and take it for himself. Yeah, okay. An economy. If you commercialize such a tzir, the Maisis, the Radvaz has a story. The Radvaz has a story that you built a house, and if you're going to remove the house that you built, it's going to cause damage to my land or to my the rest of my house. It means, let's say you built an extension to my house, and if you're going to remove the materials, you're going to end up damaging my house. Zokter Advaz, I could tell you toil. Interesting. I could tell you toil, but I could tell you also, but don't remove the house, because that's going to cause me a hafzitz. I'll just pay you for your haitzayis of your eitz and vavonim that you built into this extension. So you see in the Advaz, even on that second half of the Chazanish, why don't you say the guy is playing a game with you? He knows that when he's going to say toil, he's not going to be mechuyev to remove it because it's causing him a hafzitz. And nevertheless, he has a right to say toil, and not have to pay the kishah shas le'ir or like the regular shvach, because he could say, I really didn't want, I mamish hate this extension. Oh, but just leave it here. I really hate it, but just leave it here. And I get away with that. I could tell you that, even though maybe I really love the extension and I'm playing a shtickle on you. You see, even on that second year, the Chazanish Radvaz says you have a right to say toil. But yes, you'll have to pay the itzayis, because the Maisi is keeping his etzim avonim. So yes, you'll have to pay at least his itzayis for his etzim avonim that he put in.
That's asking like a more. It's in a case
where it's not a given, how is that? Well, if it's a Sada Sia, he brings down the Shiloh, if it's going on Sada Sia. If it's Sada Sia, so we're going like the Makam, not like the Ramah. We load the Rishonim. It's Makleks Rishonim. So the Shiloh is which Rishonim we go like.
I can say I don't want, I have to say I don't want trees, or I have to say I don't want your trees. Let's say you take your trees out and I plant my trees. And you come back and say, oh, so you did want trees.
Chayra.
So it's not, I can't say I don't want you and I don't want you.
Right, you can't hurt me, Stamazai, right, correct. It can't be a lahachis. If you tell me I planted orange trees and you don't want orange trees, you either hate oranges, you want an apple trees, okay, so there's something else maybe. But if you're pulling out...
It's cheaper for me to do it myself. I don't want you to do
it. Well, it's cheaper to do it yourself, so maybe you'll have to give me the... Why is it cheaper for you to do it yourself?
Because the labor is free.
Oh, you do it yourself. So that we're going to have later on, that if you could do it yourself, if you're an oris, at Sivdala, then you'll have to pay less because it's takana suyolita for such a person.
Himself.
Right, that's what he says. That's Sivdala, so then you'll have to pay less. But if you don't have a legitimate reason, you can't stop doing luck. That doesn't, we don't. Yeah, that we don't see.
Can you stop him?
You could be Moicha. That we're going to also, hopefully, we have to get to. It's probably not going to be for tonight. We'll have to discuss that if you'd be Moicha. All right, let's just finish off the Sif. We're going to go back more. I just want to get the second half of the Sif. Avalim Oma Hanoteya Hareni Oike Ilani. But if the Neteya says, oh, you're not paying me the way I want, you're going to pay me Yodal Taktoin or even Yodal Yenish Kashashas Leir Kapachashabish Asalam. And forget it. You're playing with me. I'm going to just take my trees. I'm going to say, Areni Oike Yolani Ein Shoymen Loi. He cannot pull his trees out. Why not? The Chayro, to the extent that the Balal Sada could say, Akar Yolancha, and he wasn't kind to them yet, then why can't I do the same? The reason is Menasha Machish Haaretz, because he was Machish the land. What does it mean he was Machish the land? Look at this massive cotton hay. Rashi Piresh Shekvar Hekishoy Hanetiyas Haaretz Beyenikasan. The Lashon Mechaber is like a present tense. Shemachish, not Shekhish Haaretz, Shemachish. But the Smas says it means that he was already Kvar. The trees were already growing for 2 weeks. Already had Yanika, if the 3 days is already Yanika, already had Yanika in my ground, pulled out the nutrients of my field, and now you're going to pull your trees out. You're crazy. You're going to pull your trees. Now you're leaving me with a field less nutrients than I had before, and you ruined my field. So you ruined my crops. I'm going to plant crops this year. They're not going to be as geschmack, as strong. The kivin shef sidoi momin lebala karka, mishum hochi afilu bechutzlarts ein shaymin loy, you have no right to pull out your trees. That's how Rashi explains it, and the Chinnivish came to us, Rambam, the Machaba, Avo Bishakosvu Loshin Shemachish, or it's a present tense, it really means a past tense, that you already were Machish, and really Bemis, the Rishonim of the Mukhi Yosef, and Ritva, and Taisis, every command, every Rishon is Mukhach that he learned like this, Prat, like Rashi. All coming lafuki v'loiki yeshusha, not like the lavosh shekosev zal zeloshen manech machish hakarka ba'kiras yilonis. Right now, when you're trying to pull out the trees, it's being machish mekarka. Oh, so I think what it means to say they would agree to the yeshusha if right now by pulling out trees somehow the pulling out ruins the field, so they would be minded to the lavosh that that's also taina to block you from pulling out the trees. Oh. And like the Radvaz, excellent, like the Radvaz case when the guy built the extension, pulling out the extension, he's being makish to land, and there's a Chubis Marajdam like that as well, that if he pulls it out, then he brings the right from the Skamara. If he's pulling it out does damage, then Enochanami, you have a right to stop him. Enochanami, he had a case, I think his case was that you had a house, you had a foundation that was an open foundation, it was covered, and I parked my sand next to your foundation, and I covered, and I gave you your foundation support, and then one day I need the sand, so I picked up the sand and removed the sand, and now your foundation is shvach, and I did damage to your house. So Zokta Majdam, that Hayoyis, by removing the sand, Bikaganda, would damage the foundation, and makes it shvach, you have no right, lechachilad, you asked, you had no right to remove it, because it's being makish, his field, his oritz, his chotz, his house, you're being makish, just like this Gemara. So I think the moida, the mitzias, if there would be such a mitzias, that when you rip out the ilanis, you're hurting him, avada, they'd be moida. But that's not the mitzias. Ripping out trees doesn't hurt the ground. The only mazik is for the nutrients that you ripped out.
Can the balabas charge him for the nutrients?
I'm going to get to it.
But he could just flip the bill.
Oh. So we'll get it. So Grad Rabbeinu Yonason says you can't charge him. He doesn't explain why. Maybe because it's hard to assess what the charge was. It was only Menias HaRevach on the future crops. There's a Ramban and Baba Basa Dalad Amid Beis who says you could charge him for the Hakchashas Arts. So you see that you could. Shots up, that is. Okay, it could be someone like it's
Yishonim. You can charge him of the Yair, because he might be Muhammad's tree. 100%.
Oh, I could charge him back. Yeah, but not as a Yair, because I wasn't Mahana him. Maybe I was Nene, that he was, that's his other sugi of Nene. But last week we said there's a chibit in Nene. I wasn't Mahana his tree. I didn't take his tree and plant it in my son. But maybe I was Nene, we can get him.
And he was Nicholai.
Anyway, for sure, he was Nicholai, right? 100%. Okay, so now Lamais is...
case, yeah, but this guy comes back to the decides to take back his
trees. Well, it doesn't have to be 2 years. It could be 3 days later. When I come to Beis Din and I find out that all of a sudden Beis Din's only awarding me either Hitzayis or Kepachish Beshas Leir, for that you're playing with me. For that I'm just going to take my trees. I don't need you. And I took the trees. I want to take the trees. So that we say you can't do it because you were already Makish Daritz, so it's too late for you to do it. Yeah, that's what Rishonim say. The Ritva and the Mukhi Yosef both say that if he wants to pull out his trees the first couple of days before there was a Yanika, then he's allowed to pull out his trees.
Unless
it damages. But we're talking about it doesn't damage. Sorry? He wasn't Koina because Yena didn't accept it yet, right? If he doesn't object, then it's Koina and it's too late. First of all, Sadash Enos Yelita, for sure he wasn't, and even by Sadash Yelita, like the Mechabi, right, you need to want it. He didn't want it. We didn't get to that yet, so I could pull it out right away. Plant it, and I realized, this guy's going to be a cheapskate. I know he's going to drive me crazy. I'm just going to pull out my trees. I have a right to pull it out. And like a house, later on in the Simen, the Gemara says, if a bias that doesn't cause damage, there is no Yanika, the Yoyed has a right to pull out his house. He built a house on your property. He has a right to pull back the house and rip it out of your property. He's not doing any damage to your property. He has a right to rip it up. He has the right to take. I mean, Be'etzim, he really should have the right. It's only because it's new svar from Machash Aris that prevents him from doing it. Now, this is flesh itself. This needs a beer here. Bishleima, if you learn like the Levush, that right now you're damaging me. Right now you're being mazik me when you pull it out. So of course it's also for you to do. You have no right to damage me. You can't damage me. Now let it be a mazik me. So you have no right to pull out the trees. But if you learn like the Sma, that you're not damaging me, and which is a Rishonim, you're not damaging me right now. You already damaged me for the Yanika, but you're not damaging me right now. So why can't the guy say, I'll pull it out. I always mazik you, so I was mazik you. That's not going to change. I was already mazik you. So like you said, Yosef said, I'll have to pay for that hezek. So I'll pay you for that hezek. If I could pay for that hezek, I can't pay for that hezek. But that already happened. I broke your window yesterday, so if I can't pull out the trees today, the mazik that I did yesterday was yesterday. So take me to a din Torah on that hezek. But today, it's my trees. You weren't cleaning my trees yet. So with what right could you withhold my trees? Let me pull out my trees. I was mazik you already. Chatasi, one wrong doesn't make the next wrong right. So I was mazik, I shouldn't have been mazik, but I was. So now you have a right to hurt me and prevent me from taking back my trees?
Only as a mashkin.
Okay, so once I pay you for the hezek, then you give me back my trees?
It's only a mazik once you rip up the tree. It only becomes a hezek after I take out the tree.
Very good. So that's what I heard from someone. Someone wanted to say this pshat, that the lomdus works like this. When you plant a tree, of Adam ming makish ha'aretz, but beside that chash really doesn't amount to anything. It really is not considered hefset to your bottom line because you now have beautiful trees there. So in the totality of things, and look at the whole picture, forget you have shrach. It's only when I rip up the tree, so now the yunika was wasted, I'm being mimazik you. So right now, if I rip up the trees, I'm now kumtois being mazik you l'mafreya. Had I not ripped up the trees, I'm not mazik you. It's only now that I'm now ripping up the trees makes me a mazik l'mafreya. As I tied it, I found such a pshat in a Maimer Kedishin. The Maimer Kedishin wants to say that pshat goof in the Levush. It's not what the Levush means, that when you rip up trees, somehow you damage land. No, that's not pshat. You don't damage land when you rip up trees. Big deal, what are you doing? But this Levush means to say that when you're ripping it up, now you're causing a hefset now, is because now there's a chalais on that hefset. Now you're being mazik me l'mafreya for the chash oretz. Had you not ripped up the trees, you wouldn't be mazik me. But now that you're ripping up the trees, now it comes out l'mafreya, they'd be mazik me. And he said, that's why the mechaba says machish aloshan hoiva rather than hichish aloshan ava. Because right now is when the chalais chash takes place. Because when you rip up the trees now, so come to the yanika was for no purpose. So now you're being mazik me on the yanika that you did all along. Pshat in the Levush is a bit mechudish tik, but at least the lomdus, you see that he learned that type of a lomdus.
Can you also go to
Mafreya,
the trees?
When
is he going to those trees, actually?
If it would be a Sada Siyolita, if it's a Sada Siyolita and everyone was happy with it, so now we know, and not Sadi, there was Nechle all along, so the Chatz was going to Mafreya.
Did they talk about the Sugi and hydroponics?
No, I don't know about that. Okay, one sec. Let me go. I wanted to say a different pshat here. L'chayra, I have many rites from Rishonim that they learned this pshat, but without the rites, just to give you the pshat. The pshat is like this: to be so, when I'm yerid l'teksad chaveroi, I could have two kavanas in mind. Either I have a kavana in mind to leave that item there and charge you for it. I'm already letting go of my item. I want you to own the item. I want your chata to be coin of this item, and I'll charge you for it. Well, no, I don't have to have that in mind. I could be yer l'teich sada chavera and have a mind to wait it out. We'll see. If you pay me what I want, fine. If you don't pay me what I want, not fine. I'm going to pull my tree. Many Rishonim and Mavur that be yisoid, I really have a right to wait out on it. I have a right to say, I'll see how you deal with me. If you deal with me like a mensch, keep my trees. If not, forget it. You're loving, so I'll be Yaakov. If you're loving, I'm going to deal with you horrible too. I'm going to pull my trees out. And that prevents you from being kinder the trees. Means if I had a mind to be yoyed and let you have the trees right away, and chatz is kinder, and it turns out later on you want the trees, so chatz was kinder l'mafreya, I can't pull the trees anymore. They're already your trees. But if I don't have in mind to let go of my trees yet, I want to wait it out, so I was never makna you my trees. Never makna my trees. I can pull my trees whenever I want. Zok de Gemara, you could always say, I want to take my Eitzim Vavon, I want to take my building. Gesintai, take it. Because you never had a mind to be Makta, because you always were holding out. You always have the opportunity, the option to pull out your trees, to pull out your house, to pull out your Eitzim Vavon, whatever toiv you're doing for the guy. But Zok the Gemara, by trees you can't say that. Why? Because since right now, when you're going to plant, stop. What's your Kavona? If your Kavona is that you might pull the trees, then you're not allowed to plant. It's also if you do Mimazik Kaka Chavere. How are you allowed to be Mimazik? Can't be Mazik. You know that your trees are going to cause a Yanika. You know your trees are going to damage the Sada. You have no right to plant those trees. So Al Korchach, if you have a Das that you might pull those trees out, you're a Mazik. You have no right to plant those trees. Al Korchach, right now, your Kavona already was that you're going to give up your trees. I'm not a mazik. I'm a tzaddik. I'm being mashbich sada chaver. I'm being makdim the trees. He has a beautiful field now with trees. What Chash Haaretz does is makes the kavan of the yoyrit that he wants to be makdim his trees when he was yoyrit. If that's the case, then now I can't say akar. I can't.
How do you stop being a mazik? Let's say I did want a mazik. What does that mean? Why?
Because if I want, like we said, just like the first part, a field with trees is certainly more valuable than a field without trees. So it's not considered a hezek unless the yanika was insist, right? If nothing, then it was a hezek. But if not, it's not a hezek. So when I came down, if I had my kavanah was, I'm a tzaddik, and I have kavanah was to be mashbiach sadech chaver, I want to be mashbiach your field, and I want you to have a nice field, and I'm giving you the trees right now, I'm not a mazik. So I have a right to plant those trees. You have a right to plant the trees, but then you can't pull them. It's too late to pull them because you had das to be makna, and his chotz is koina, shaleng medaita, so now you can't pull those trees. It's too late. First of all, you're not allowed to be mazik amnasa shalom either. No, even a mazik amnasa shalom. If I pull your yanika, I'm not allowed to do that either. So al kach my kavona was to give you those trees. My shenkein by a bayis or anything else that's not makhish the oretz. So then my kavona was, I'll wait and see. I'll see if you behave. I'll behave. If you don't behave, I won't behave. I'll pull my trees. I have a right to wait. I'll pull my house. I have a right to wait on it. So therefore, if I was never makhnu to begin with, so I always have that option to always pull my house. It's only over here that I'm makhish doris, I'll kok lechatchila adas kein yorad, that I'm being makhnu my trees right away. And my mele was kind of right away. My mele, I can't say I can't take my trees. Lechay, that would be pshat. I have a rise from Rishonim like that, but it's too complicated to discuss right now. But anyway, as I come to it. So either way, we have now a pshat that you're being makhish doris, and because of that, that prevents you from pulling those trees. So you have a lopsided deal. The balasod could say akar, but the bala ilonis cannot say, I want to pull my trees, because he was machish ha'aretz, and he can't say that they're going to pull the trees. The Ma'isa Garet, just a practical shayla, Rabbi Yisai, Yosef, this is for you. One practical shayla is up your alley. A practical shayla is that what's the halacha before that it says that you give a sada siyalita, you shaman the shvach, or someone shayna siyalita, you give the itzayis, to the extent the bala sada can say, akar, he'll play hardball. Chazal say, I should pay you the shvach. You know, very nice, but you should know, Yankel, if you're going to charge me the shvach, you're going to pull those trees. I'm going to force you to pull those trees. I'm telling you right now, I am refused to pay that shvach. If you're going to cause me to pay you that shvach, I'm going to say akar. So at the end of the day, when are we going to have to negotiate a price? Because I always have the upper hand. And I'm going to also charge you for the choice that you pull that shvach. Like we said, I'm going to charge you for it. So I can always, anyway, I have the upper hand. I know it's going to cost you another $100 to remove those trees, to rip down the house. It also costs $10,000. You're going to really have hefzid. I have you over the barrel. I'm not paying you the shrag. I'm not paying you outsize. I'm going to negotiate a good deal. So I'm going to negotiate a good deal. So when is it negate this halacha of Sif Alef that you give him the shrag, or the how much kama Adam writes a litain, or you give him hey, yada taktain is outsize? It's never negate. The guy will always play hobble. Oh, okay, fine. Very good. We're going to get to it. Later on in the Siman Gadol, see here, it's only half a problem. Because here, what happens if the Bala Sada wants, and the Bala Yilandis who wants to pull, he's stuck, he can't pull. So maybe that's when the halacha is Nageya. But we're going to see by a house, they both could pull. So when they both could pull, Frek Dimri Mashach, what's a Nageya? I have you over the bow, you have me over the bow, we'll have to negotiate a price. Whoever's more desperate or more vulnerable, he's going to be taken advantage of. When is it Nageya? This halacha. So Moshe said, and Echanami, now halacha will be negay if we're only doing this as a tactic. It's really not true. You really want the trees, and you're doing it as a negotiation, as a bargaining tactic, that you have no right to do, like the Chazon Ish. That's basically the Mashach's teretz as well. We have to see later on if that's really the chat, or there's more to it. All right. Now, last week, the Olam asked, I want to chaperai one more inyan. The Olam asked last week, is does the Yair have a right to do it? We know, okay, the halacha is he was Yair, the Sada Chaverai, Sada Siolite gets Shrak, Sada Shainan Siolite gets a choice. But is it now a new business? I have no job today. I'm a contractor. I see you have a property. I'll build you a house. No problem. I'll never have an empty day in my life. I will go around town, and wherever there's an empty lot, I'll build houses. I could use the same plans. I just make one plan. So I want to go from property to property, build that same 3,500 square foot house on every single property. I'll no problem. I could just go around town. Do you have a right to do that? Do you have a right to be Yerid Lashbir Hanan? So let's flesh this out. Let's just take it apart a bit. Can I park my item in your rishus shalei kedin, shalei b'shus, so to speak, without permission? Can I park my car in your driveway? Do I have a right to go into your? Do I have a right to trespass and park my item in your property or not?
You asked about trespassing. Can I trespass then?
Good. Can I trespass? Good. So the Rashba.
Without a shrak to your property.
Yes, Tom. Without a shrak. Correct. To have a right to do that. There's no hezek. I'm just. Being mishtamish in your karka shalai kedin. Shalai b'shus, I should say. If it's zanin of zalechasa, good. So there's a reshbam in Baba Basin and Zainam Abbeiz that says if I park my animals in your property, I'm mishtamish for your property, I'm a shol shalai medaz gazlnu. It's karka, yeah, even on karka could be the zizitzak zeh like the Rambam, or maybe the lomdis is like Ravarin, that when I pull out the shtamshes from your karka, those payers don't have a din like karka, so there is a chalais gzeil on that, whatever it is. But the Rashbam says, Yoshua shal midas gazan. But the chay is machalak over there is because I'm parking my animals on your property for me. Meshenkin over here, I'm parking the trees for you. It's not like my trees. I want these trees to become your trees. So, b'chay gavna, maybe I'm allowed to do that lechatchila. There's a Chuvis Rivosh in Tavkuf Tezvav who has such a case, and the Shoyo says we should mamish hang these guys by their toes. They are gazlan, they did something terrible, they're yoyrid. Zokter Rivosh, someone who is yoyrid lavud kamo shechavere ainu gazlan. She ain gazlan ela maxid b'karka chavere v'oyme shehi shaloi v'toilich v'oichel. He wants to use it for himself. Avazeh she ain a maxid b'klal faked ela sha'ivereza kadeh shalaitiva v'toshim. He's trying to do the bailam atoiva loy havi gazlan. And then he says, even if he's kavan l'teles atzmoi, because he wants to get paid for it, gam lechaveroi hoyel. He's also benefiting his chava, and mainly he's not a gazan. This is Dr. Yavosh. If I'm marked it right away, then l'chay, it's even better.
Yeah.
It's even better. But even without that, you can say, I'm doing it for your toiv. I hope that you would want to keep this thing. So I'm not doing anything off. I can't. I'm a tzaddik. I'm a bal chesed. You owe me one. I'm being machazed with you. I'm helping you out. I'm proving your property. So the chay should come out of bezoid, and it should be mutalas asken l'chachila. As long as I can do it, it's no problem. Now, having said that, I would be machalik pasha between binyan and netiyas. Means if I'm doing something that causes you no hefsed at all, I'm not being mazik yiru, there's no kachash aretz, so I'm only being mative to you, so I'm doing you a toiv, I have a right to do l'chakila. But by netiyas, that there is kachash, even though it looks like shvach, and it is a sada siolita, perhaps, but l'maizigret, at the end of the day, you might say, akar elonka, you might tell me to take my netiyas out. At the end of the day, you're going to be left with a hefsed of the unique laws from your karka. So be yisoid, I'm running a risk here. I might be mazik yoretz. I might be doing a hezek here. So maybe b'chai gavna, I won't be able to do. Because chatchila, to do it, I have a safik mazik, a safik mashbiach, safik bal chesed, safik mazik. So if it's safik one, safik other. Should be safik derais l'chorma. Good. So you shouldn't be able to do it because you might be mazik the guy. L'chorma. There should be, but by a bias or any other case that you're not being mazik, l'chari, it should be mutter to do. No, it's the moment of the yerid, which is gabach of the balasoda.
I'm saying my stuff's on your thing, that's my time.
Yeah, but the time is, but it's shvak. It's not being mishtam. But why did I do it? I didn't do it for myself. I did it for you. I did it to be mashbir your karka. I'm coming with the tfiyas mamanot mamani gabok. But my cigarette, the reason why I did it is to be mashbir your karka, it's a shvak for you.
Masbiya.
Masbiya? Mashbiach. If you're mashbiach, you're karka.
What about the hole in the ground? Is that a hezek?
With having chafiris in tzadi hei, some tzadi hei says a hole in the ground is a hezek.
Oh,
by the hazard that we dig out for the foundation, that might be. So let's say I don't make a basement. I have. Whenever I don't make a hazard.
Hire someone else to do, let's say, lawn mowing. This guy comes and does the, takes away business from someone else.
So then he might have, the two of them might have a din of a near mapek b'charora. Okay, but with me, I can't have that dinah. My dinah is he's my mishbiach. He did me a great job. It's just as good as the other work. He was much bigger. He was a yoyit. So what would be the taina?
What if you paid him already?
Paid the other guy. So you get it back. Oh, so then it's like you have an oris already. So maybe you mamish have no shach at all. So maybe you won't pay him. If you can't get your money back from the other guy. There's a tshuvas, I saw there's a tshuvas chemde genuza. It's tshuvas ha-ga'inim. In Simon Mem, he has a case where Reuven was yoyit l'techuvasa shashimin and he built a store. And then they lived in the store till he was paid up from the Bailam. So he starts a tshuva after Reuven, the Shaloi Keshura, also Reuven, Sheyarad Obana Shaloi B'Shoshimin. Even though he did something with Shaloi Keshura, he shouldn't have done what he did. Still, he has a pasha. Yair, Sadashi Elita, he gets it. Sadashi Elita, he gets his atzais. But you see, the Jews of Ganim held that it's Shaloi Keshura. You're now allowed to do what you did. You shouldn't have done what you did. It doesn't call him a gazim, but it's Shaloi Keshura. You have to know, maybe, I'm just suggesting, that maybe this could be Daicha Daraya, that he was talking about a churva. According to many Rishonim, a churva is considered a property which is not Oimed Livnois. And even if it would be Oimed Livnois, maybe it's Oimed Livnois Abayis, not a chanus, he built a store, not a house. So it could be that he was talking about a Sada Sheina Sayolita. Maybe by Sada Sheina Sayolita, that's not likely that the Bailim are going to keep it. It's really not considered Batsmusay, inherently a Shvach for the Bailim, because it's not Oimed Lekar. So then I could hear it's Taka Loi Kashura Otsi. He shouldn't have done what he did. But if it's a Sada Sayolita and it's a Shvach for the guy, what could be wrong? He's doing a Gavaldika Toivu for the guy. Why could you say that he's doing something on Issa? Fakir, he's being Mashbech, his Sada, it's a Sayolita. He's not causing you any crash. He's doing a great job. Well, which would be the problem? Even a enos yelita, you still have to pay for the tzais. You have to know that loyasakshur also could be the loyasakshur was that he built it and he lived it in himself. Okay, you have to know. The ma'is is Ramban and Baba Basa Dav Dalidam and Beis. Rabbi, so we'll end off with this. The Ramban says like this. His case is makif and nikif, but he makes a tushtel to our sugya of yoyit. Yared Asuyalita, and he says, Ilu mitchila bali molech, had the Yared, before he went down, asked the owner of the property, do you want me to build this? Umichal yodoy, and the owner would say, I object, I don't want you to build this. Einoy reshai ligabo. He has no right to do what he did. He's not allowed to touch in his property. He can't change anything on his property. He objected. And he says he'll have a different halachas, he won't have a din of a sada yisuyalit, he won't get shvach, he could tell him a kor. Blineda, we'll get to it, not for tonight, maybe next week if a guy makes a macha. But since he came by himself and there was no macha, then shamaloi v'yoda alayayna, we have the regular sugi of sada yisuyalita, and shamaloi v'yoda alayayna. Mavun Ramban, that it's only when he objected beforehand is it also ligaba. But had he not objected, and it's a sada siyolita, I'm deloy. Doesn't no problem.
Sign, no trespassing. That would be able to
maybe that would be the objection. No trespassing and no improvements. Don't make any improvements.
The ordinances in the city are you can't trespass.
And you can. Okay, I don't know if it is. If you could say that it is, I don't know. If it's a sada siyolita, stamdas is when it's not a siyolita. If it's sada siyolita, then you're doing a metaiva. You're doing a metaiva. So, faket, I'm a tzaddik. I'm helping you out. That's no trespassing for someone who's doing it for himself. This, I'm doing you a favor. I'm a tzaddik. The what?
That guy wouldn't want you. Right?
But it's a sada siyolita. You wouldn't want me.
If you asked him, he said no.
Had I asked him and had he objected, so then, no, but he didn't object, so I could assume he wouldn't have objected. So it's Mefurash Ramban, at least by Asada Asuyalita, you have a right to do it lechatchila, to plant someone else's property. But Rabbi Isai, don't run home with the Ramban yet, and that is because, if you remember, the Ramban is from the camp of Rishayim that the Goyim brings down, who hold that every Asada Asuyalita, you can never say Akar. It's such a nansahadi denechile that you automatically coin it and you can never say akar. The balasadi can't even say akar. Not like the machava. So yes, and those rishonim, of course, you're allowed to do it like a chila. It's such a non-sahadi that even if the Bailam want to say he object later, it's too late. Of course. But Lididan in the Machaba, who holds that the Baal HaSadah has a right to say Akar, and at the end of the day, there's a chance that he will say Akar and you won't improve him at all. He'll end up with nothing. Maybe you have no right to go into his property and improve his property if something that he might not want, and he will tell you that to be accurate, he has no benefit from it at all. Why are you going into his property? So at the end of the day, Rabbi said, it's still a suffix, and I haven't seen anyone who really talk about this ahead. You're like, you know, bring a gushtak, right? Deval, I'm a suffix, I'm noited that lechatchila by sodas yelita, yes, you have a right to do it. But even though Ramban says it before, Ramban l'shitosa. But ledidan, loite mechabo, I'm not convinced, but I'm noited, yes, you have a right to do it, even lechatchila, at least by sodas yelita, and there's no chash. Like by bias, but by Elonis that is a khash, then I can hear that it's now let do because you're risking they might cause a khash. Alright, a good tavak.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.